Hi, I'm Guy Cook. This is the Guy Cook Report. The episode for today, for September the 10th, wouldn't be possible without the support of the patrons for the Guy Cook Report. Sure appreciate your support and the help that you give us. If you've gone to the GuyCookReport.podbean.com, you'll get a link to the show notes. And today we're talking about 25 incredibly useful things you didn't know Google Docs could do. Google Docs has got a lot of features that are just not known, and the link is in the show notes to the great link we got from fastcompany.com. More on that later. The summary of the post they did I thought was pretty good, and I want to share it here. Whether you're a Google Docs newbie or an old pro, you're going to learn something or several somethings from this how-to extravaganza. It starts off and it says edit like a pro. It talks about the number of different ways you can edit text, move blocks of text without the usual copy and paste methods, some things that Google Docs has that really are nice. There's type with your voice feature that's under the umbrella that is called Google Docs. It can make your efforts simple. If you want to do a full transcription of your recorded audio, like this one, no specialty service or fees are required. You just take it into Google Docs, type it up, and it'll write up the audio as it's played back to it. The one thing it does do, though, is it will take the single letter like R and write it up as O-U-R. I've done edits on that transcription many times. You can add images from your photos collection that you've got in Google Photos right into your documents. It's a great way to collaborate and share. If you're co-authoring a document or working on a set of instructions for a client, you can share that same document that you're working on with the client, and they can write to it too. It works great. So expand your word processing horizons. Give this a look, Google Docs, 25 things you didn't know it could do. And you might even come up with some extras, some of your own, and be sure to share them. This post was written by J.R. Raphael, and his claim is that he likes to deal with things related to productivity and find clever ways to make the most of modern technology, as it says. You can follow him on Twitter or sign up for his weekly newsletter. There's a link there in the show notes to that. And a list of all of his resource posts that he's done in the past are there. Thanks again to the patrons for support of the Guy Cook Report. It's a great way to start the week. Happy Monday. It's time for a new Monday, a new week, and set some new goals. It's a wrap.